You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Big news, two big stories in trending from yesterday. The election, Colorado election news. Jared Polis easily won re-election. Michael Bennett held on to the Senate seat.
They called those early, too. They were like, yeah, they're back in.
Yeah, right.
Everybody knew. Like, yeah, we're good.
Some other races still too close to call. That's the case all around the country, actually. There are some that they say might be a day or two because they have to sort out mail-in ballots for a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going on. Prop 121 passed in Colorado. That's the one that would lower state tax rates.
All right.
However, people in Denver, city of Denver, voted to increase their own taxes to help fund libraries. So that kind of stuff is going on.
All right.
Speaking of funds and money, how about that Powerball jackpot? One winner in SoCal, just north of Los Angeles. Although we got a $100,000 winner here in city of Denver. Sold over at that King Supers at I-25 in Hamden. Jeremy and I have been there doing charity marathon stuff.
We have, yeah. Yeah, and there's a $50,000 winner somewhere too, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Let me see if
I have that. Yes, was that in Pueblo?
Grand Junction.
Grand Junction. Anyway, so there you go. Now the Powerball jackpot goes back to paltry.
I did go to the website the other day. The Powerball one, it was like $20 million. I'm like,
you couldn't buy on $20 million. That's always made me laugh, the psychology of it. 2 billion, people are like, I'll play. 20 million, I won't play.
Yeah, you're like nah.
Your odds are the same.
I'd fly right through that 20 million. I couldn't possibly win it.
Yeah, so what you're saying is $20 million is not enough for you. The psychology of that is funny to me.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not like you got better odds with 2 billion.
Nope.
It's funny. Anyway, we're getting into weight gain season. They say the average person puts on something like 7 or 8 or 9 pounds between mid-November and the end of the year. So now the experts are speaking out saying, look, if you really want to try to battle that, if you're serious about it, what you got to do is get on the scale every day.
Yes, I agree with this.
It makes sense, really. They say don't obsess over a pound or two, but if you do weigh yourself every day and track it and keep track of it, then if you see yourself starting to bump up, you even consciously and subconsciously start pushing back a little bit to balance out.
Because it's easier to drop like 1 or 2 pounds and not the 10 or whatever that you're going to gain, you know?
Yeah.
Just control
and
yourself.
And they ask the experts, they go, what's the best time of day to weigh yourself? And they said definitely in the morning. And I know people think that's just because you weigh less in the morning, but they also say that's when you get the most consistent results.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, too. So that's going on. My goodness, the Peacock Network is in some hot water because they have agreed to give airtime to Casey Anthony. Remember her big murder trial
back in,
what was that, 2011?
Yeah.
She was found not guilty. She has never given an on-camera interview until now. So it's going to be a three-part docuseries on Peacock called Casey Anthony, Where the Truth Lies.
Yeah, people will gobble it up. They'll watch it.
Yeah.
Pass.
They will. You're not going to watch it?
Pass.
Then? No. And then for people of a certain age, I want to mention that
it's frozen.
Frozen? What happened?
There it is.
For people of a certain age, Dan McCafferty passed away. And you're saying, who's Dan McCafferty? Well, he's the guy who sang this song. Yeah. You know, your buddy Scotland Rob will know this because Nazareth is a Scottish band.
Hey.
And Love Hurts is one of those songs that survived through the years. But Dan McCafferty of Nazareth passed away at age 76.
Dang.
Oh, sing it, Jeremy.
Love Hurts. Oh, man. That's sad.
Sad news.
Sad news.
What else is trending?
Well, let me scroll back up in here, my Word document, because my computer is completely frozen. They're trying to work on this. Hold on. Here it is.
You need a Word document. Don't you have all this stuff memorized?
You say that every time.
I don't get it.
You don't memorize anything.
Most of it.
The National Park Service is trending this morning.
Why?
With a warning. Don't lick the toads. Please stop licking all of our toads. It's the Sonoran Desert Toad. I don't know if I'm saying that right. But anyway, this toad is known for its psychoactive properties. It oozes this stuff out of its skin. It's a defense mechanism, okay? And if you touch the frog or you get any of this poison in your mouth, it can really jack with you. Like, if you have a pet that bites this frog, it'll die. It's so potent.
Do we have these frogs in Colorado?
I believe we do, because it's also known as the something Colorado frog. I didn't put that in my
What's
little
the thing. Actual name
I
of the frog?
I should have memorized
name?
That. Sonoran, S-O-N-O-R-A-N.
Sonoran?
Desert toad.
Desert toad.
You're a desert toad.
Well, the Sonoran part makes it sound like it would not be.
It's also known as some sort of Colorado frog.
The Colorado River toad.
There it is, the Colorado River toad.
Anyway, stop licking it.
Don't lick it. So it's become popular because a lot of celebrities, like, they'll get their hands on the stuff that is oozed out and they can dry it and turn it into crystals and then you smoke it.
So they can go on a trip.
And it's a psychedelic frog trip, bro.
They're tripping on licking the frog.
But these people that are going to the national parks are skipping that part and they're just grabbing these things and licking them. So now the Park Service has to put out all these silly press releases and, you know, post on social media and stuff saying, please don't come into the parks, grab our frogs and lick them.
I gotta say, the pictures of the frog, the look on its
face. He's cute. He's just asking to be licked, if you ask me. He's so cute.
The look on his face.
I'm dying to put that frog in my mouth.
Really, the look on the frog's face makes it seem like he's been licked several times.
He's got a little smirk, doesn't he? He's like, yeah, go ahead.
Self-satisfied.
Go ahead, lick me.
Anyway. That's the Colorado River toad in our state, so keep your tongue to yourself.
Please don't lick him, okay? You've been warned. Stuff going on in the celebrity world, movie world. They're saying the Black Panther sequel, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, is already going to be a box office beast, according to ticket pre-sales. They've already sold $45 million in advance tickets, and they say by this weekend they're going to be projecting $60 to $65 million. In ticket pre-sales, and then an even bigger number, probably that opening weekend, $200 million they're expecting this thing to bring in. So
what a franchise.
It's going to be huge, man. I've never seen the first one, so I don't think I'll run off and see the second one right off the bat.
See, you kind of made fun of me because I saw the first one, and I don't like comic book movies except for Deadpool.
Yeah.
But I kind of liked Black Panther.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I might have to check it out. It's one I haven't seen. On the heels of your Casey Anthony story. I'm like, I might have to see that one. Maybe not. I think it's on Disney Plus. I've got other things I'm watching right now. I will say I just started a show called The Old Man on Hulu with Jeff Bridges. I just got through episode one. And the dude, the dad from Harry and the Hendersons, I forgot his name. But it's really good. It's really, really good.
Pass?
Jeff Bridges?
No, the dad from Harry and the Hendersons.
What's his name? John?
I thought he just died.
What's his name? He's not dead.
Well, I don't... I'm not swearing to it. I thought I heard that he died.
No. He's a really good actor. He was on that
John Lithgow,
Third Rock from the Sun, too. Is he alive?
If he has passed, you're going to be sad, aren't you?
I am, because I like him. And I loved Harry and the Hendersons growing up.
He's still alive. He's 77.
Hey, he's still alive.
I thought somebody else from Harry and the Hendersons passed, though. Maybe Harry.
Harry be dead. The Sasquatch has died. What else is going on?
What's the premise of this show, Old Man?
I'm trying to figure it out still because I've only got through episode one, but he's like Jeff Bridges is a former like serial killer hitman or something, and now he's aged, and the government is coming after him again for some reason, and... I don't know, really good.
We tried watching the first episode of this show because I love Stanley Tucci. I think he's super cool. We watched the first episode of a show that he's in where he's a murderer and he's in prison. Mm-hmm. He's on death row. And it's called Inside Man.
I don't know that one.
We wanted it so badly to be good. But the writing is so dumbed down that it's ridiculous. So we gave it the one, and we're like, no.
Nah, I'm not doing it.
God, why do you have to do
I was only sucked in because of Jeff Bridges. I love him as an actor. He's really good. And he's the dude.
He's
the dude. You have to get past that because everything you see him in, you think that, you know, he should be in a sweater and, like, pajama pants being the dude, but... He's not. He's actually really good in this. Don't want to say anything else. There's not too much else floating around. We can jump right to clickbait. Let's do that.
All right. Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Please like us and follow us. Check out this story I posted about a house shaped like a shoe in Pennsylvania. It's got some new owners, and they're officially opening it up for people who want to rent it out.
There was an old
on
lady
Vrbo.
Who lived in a shoe.
It's just like the little rhyme. Three bedrooms, which are filled with shoe memorabilia. I know you're dying to stay here. This house has some cute nicknames like Shoelace Space, Instep Suite, and the Ankle Abode. Check out the giant shoe on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. Clickbait.